I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on souls. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's second-term cabinet is nearly complete. ABC's Karen Travers with more on another one of his choices, this one to lead the nation's farm policies.
We saw the president-elect choose one of his longtime allies, Brooke Rollins, to be the Secretary of Agriculture. She had led the Domestic Policy Council during his first term and since then has been out there as a CEO and leading this conservative think tank that had a lot of former Trump people in it. They were out there pushing his agenda while he was out of office these last 4 years.
Thanksgiving travel in full force starting today. Stormy weather could cause some trouble. Heavy snow in the west and rain in the Great Lakes that will all be moving further east throughout the week. There will be a public lottery today for tickets into a hearing for the Menendez brothers in Los Angeles. The brothers who killed their parents in 1989 will appear, but only remotely, as they argue their claim that they should be released from prison early. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower, December down 20 to 1848, January down 16 to 1830, February down 13 to 1869, March down 9 at 1897. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 3 to 165, 40-pound blocks down 3 and 3 quarters to 164 and a half. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3/4 to 254, 9 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 1/4 to 136 and 3/4, 6 trades on the day. Dry way up 1 1/4 to 66, 2 trades on the day. Live cattle feeder, cattle and hogs all higher. Cattle markets higher due to higher Fed cash cattle prices and also continued support of demand for feeders and calves at sales barns. Hogs mostly higher on technical buying and also higher lean hog markets. December live cattle up 117 to 186.77. January feeder cattle up 85 cents to 254.30. December hogs up 87 cents to 81.67. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets lower on softer spread action as the December contract expired. Soybeans mostly higher after the export wire saw another 198,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets mostly lower due to strength in the dollar and also Matif wheat prices moving lower. December corn down 1 1/4 to 425.5. New crop 25 down a half to 436.25. January beans up 5 3/4 to 983.5. New crop 25 up 4 to 1008.5. December wheat down 4.5 to 544.25. March down 4 3/4 to 564.75. Minneapolis wheat to December down 2 to 586. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 371, December 376, January 380, new crop 25, 376. Cash beans 899, December 904, January 909, new crop 25, 919. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 380 and a half, December 383 and a half, January 387 and a quarter, February 390 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in December corn 390, January 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 375, cash beans 903, January at 908. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 25, 386, cash beans 898, new crop 25, 918. at Red Wing Grains. Cash corn, $3.96. April, $4.22. May, $4.24. New crop, $25, $3.98. Cash beans, $9.46. April, $9.71. May, $9.74. New crop, $25, $9.50. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound. Cash corn, $3.73. January, $3.79. Cash beans, $9.06. January, $9.15. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 168 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 171, market cows 95 to 115, bulls 120 to 150, calves 200 to 950, beef steers 175 to 350, Holstein steers 125 to 260. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 190 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 135 and down, goat markets, does 162 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few rain and snow showers this morning, then cloudy and breezy all day today with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by later this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy 17. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 31. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock, I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Drop your troubles off at the conveyor belt. I'll hand you a ticket to go get it yourself. At the baggage claim, you got a lot of luggage in your name. And when you hit the ground, check the lost and found, cause it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on, I got a lot of troubles on my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car. I'm packing it in, so come and get it. Better call your mama when you get to town, cause I ain't gonna be hanging around. At the baggage claim, you got a lot of luggage in your name. When you hit the ground, check the lost and found, because it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on, I got a lot of troubles of my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car, and I'm packing it in, so come and get it.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right. That just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky-tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Hey!
When the eagle flies on Friday, well, he barely leaves the ground. I've got just enough left to get dressed up and head back to town. Boss says, son, having all that fun won't get you anywhere. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Wade Hayes, old enough to know better here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 30s across the region this morning. Do even have a few areas of rain and or snow across the region this morning. And looks like we have some quiet but colder weather in our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour, next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Kenneth Hartman with the National Corn Growers Association. Had a chance to talk with him during the NAFB convention from a few weeks back. We'll have that next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio, portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's another possible dip in oil prices ahead. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After weeks of steady decline, oil prices did tick up higher last week. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, says oil prices have perked up a bit after fighting between Ukraine and Russia intensified over the week.
Russia sending the most significant attacks across the border into Ukraine in the last few months, and that has got oil prices jumping up a bit here. Wholesale gasoline prices and diesel also trending up a little bit with this weekend development. Although this is really the only issue pushing oil up, there are still economic concerns and demand weakness in China.
DeHaan added there are other reasons he and other market watchers believe oil prices may decrease over the coming months, primarily due to a potential glut of oil heading into 2025.
OPEC has long had spare capacity. They've planned to roll back some of their production cuts from last year. And so that could lead to an increase in oil production as OPEC gradually restores oil production that it had cut back a little over a year ago. And that's why there's been talk of a potential glut that's been forming. Saudi Arabia has been producing far less crude oil to maintain upward pressure on oil prices. And OPEC, which has kicked the can down the road to restoring some of its oil production in January, likely really wants to increase oil production in a more meaningful way. And that could produce a glut of oil on the market. In addition, there is a shifting narrative. We'll have to see if President Trump in January signals an increase in sanctions on Iran. That could provide OPEC a bit of opening for increasing oil production.
Dahan says that while relief is still down the road, farmers are enjoying some relief in time for their holiday travel plans. He says gasoline and diesel prices are down nationally, and he expects them to stay lower for the foreseeable future. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Black Friday weekend sale begins this Friday at Boot Barn. Visit us in-store for savings on top quality pieces. Get $40 off cowboy boots for men and women, $50 off select exotic boots, save on outerwear, and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. We're closed Thanksgiving Day to be with family, and we look forward to seeing you in store during our Black Friday sale. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few rain and snow showers this morning, then cloudy and breezy all day today with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by later this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy 17. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 31. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing
another day. This killing time. wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind, for you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-30s, do have some areas of snow and rain across the region this morning. Well, it looks like we have our new agriculture secretary for the incoming administration, as President-elect Donald Trump over the weekend picked Brooke Rollins as his agriculture secretary. Now, Rollins had served as director of the Office of American Innovation and acting director of Domestic Policy Council during the first Trump administration. She has also co-founded and helmed the America First Policy Institute think tank as well. Now, she did grow up on a farm, but there is some in the agriculture world that are surprised for the pick. She has less experience in agriculture policy than those on Trump's short lists. And we'll have more on this in our upcoming farm news segment. Also, Chip Florio will be talking a lot about this coming up later this afternoon during AgriTalk from 1 until 2. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. With the Thanksgiving holiday just days away, the American Farm Bureau Federation has released their annual report detailing the cost of a Thanksgiving meal. And this year, with turkey prices on the decline, this feast is getting a little cheaper. I'll have more when we return. Legendary farm broadcaster Max Armstrong recently discussed agronomy for your acres with Jamie Seedorf, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant, about utilizing new technologies to provide the best agronomic insights.
A little more recently, they've got this stat tool that allows us to evaluate soils and what they kind of look like and what's going on and how things are interacting with one another to allow us to make a more sound agronomic decision on what we should apply on what acre.
Is that the soil calculator that I've heard about, Jamie?
That would be it.
How does that work? Explain a little bit more there.
So the soil calculator allows us to actually look at nutrient levels, and everything works with and against something else in the soil. It teaches us to kind of identify different areas where things may be interfering with one another, and so you're not getting the use efficiency you should have. It just tells us that because of something else in the soil, what you do have might not be working the way you'd want it to.
Jamie Seedorf with Nutrient Ag Solutions, nutrientagsolutions.com.
Yes, the American Farm Bureau Federation survey on the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner has been a tradition for decades, giving us an annual snapshot of the price tag on the classic holiday spread. This year, the cost of the Thanksgiving meal has shifted slightly, largely reflecting some of the challenges we've seen throughout the ag sector. According to Farm Bureau's findings, the average cost of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 people is down about 5% from last year, reaching $58.08. This decrease is a welcome change for many households, especially considering the inflationary pressures we've seen in recent years. Some of the most significant changes this year include a 6% drop in turkey prices, with a 16-pound bird averaging $25.67. Experts attribute this decline to improved poultry production and more stable feed costs compared to last year's avian influenza disruptions. In addition to turkey, other items on the Thanksgiving table have seen varied price changes. Cranberries and pumpkin pie ingredients have remained relatively steady, while dinner rolls and cubed stuffing have increased by approximately 8%, largely due to higher labor costs in processing. Dairy products like butter have also seen a modest rise of about 7%, reflecting ongoing rises in the price of milk. One silver lining for consumers is the price of potatoes and other vegetable sides, which have seen a slight decline this year. The drop is largely attributed to favorable growing conditions across many parts of the country, which helped boost production and keep those veggie prices more affordable. It's important to note that while the cost decrease may be a relief for consumers, many producers are still facing high input costs from fuel to fertilizer, which have put pressure on farm margins. The American Farm Bureau Federation did highlight that even though consumers may feel some relief at the checkout, farmers are grappling with costs that are often unseen by shoppers in the grocery store. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As we gather around our tables this Thanksgiving, even though the meal might cost a little bit less, it's worth remembering the story behind that meal, the challenges faced by farmers who make it possible, and the pressures still facing our food supply chain as we look ahead to 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
is up, time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream the people flow. There's bread to win and toast to pay on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway. We are young, then we're old, passing through, then passing on. Like the roses bloom and fade on life's highway. Step by step, round and round, never knowing where we're bound. From the cradle to the grave on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway. The sun is up, time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway.
That every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white message. If there's a single white female looking for that special.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
That lonesome Texas sun was setting slow. And in the rearview mirror, I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment, I'm still there. Bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky. Her memory my mind. Where did I go wrong? Did I wait too long? Or can I make it right? The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight. Another town, another hotel. Another dream that ended way too soon. Left me lonely and praying for the dawn. Searching for the strength to carry on. The bluest eyes in Texas are haunted. Stars that fill the midnight sky. Her memory fills my mind. Where did I go wrong? Did I wait too long? Or can I make it right? The bluest eyes of Texas are haunting me tonight. Haunting me tonight. The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me.
with News of Agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Politico is reporting that President-elect Donald Trump has picked Brooke Rollins as his agriculture secretary. Rollins served as director of the Office of American Innovation and acting director of Domestic Policy Council during the first Trump administration. Rollins, who grew up on a farm, is a surprise pick for the role, with less experience in agriculture policy than those on Trump's short list. Southern agriculture groups will be boosted by the fact that Rollins is from Texas. She does also have a degree in agricultural development. Now, some other agriculture groups, though, were hoping for Trump to tap an agriculture-friendly USDA chief with strong experience to help them counter Robert F. Kennedy's influence. For now, those groups view Rollins as a promising pick, but still a wild card on traditional agriculture policy.
I think, you know, the more probably likely scenario at this point is that it gets done in the next Congress, honestly. But I would not rule out the possibility if there's a way that we could get a bill. We need to mark a bill up in committee. We haven't even done that in the Senate yet. And under the Democrat majority, we haven't really, I mean, the Democrat chairman of the Ag Committee has yet to even put a bill in front of the committee to vote on. So I hope we can do that.
South Dakota Senator John Thune will take over as the Republican leadership when the new Congress convenes in January of 2025. Now, he hopes to finish some business before the current session ends. One of the items on his list is a new farm bill. Last week, Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow unveiled its version of the full draft text of the five-year farm bill, just weeks before key agriculture safety net programs begin to expire. Thune, in his fourth Senate term, has promised to work closely with President-elect Trump, despite the differences the two have had over the years. The Wisconsin Farm Service Agency is reminding landowners that snowmobile trails must be approved by FSA before being permitted on Conservation Reserve Program acreage. FSA County Committee will determine whether or not snowmobile trails are allowed to cross acreage enrolled in CRP. If snowmobile trails are approved, a spot check will be performed in the spring, and any damage covered must be restored at the contract holder's expense. For more information, contact your local FSA office. USDA's Farm Labor Report, released November 20th, offered a glimpse into the future of farm expenses. The Department of Labor uses the field and livestock workers' combined wage rate, reported in the November Farm Labor Report, to establish most H-2A workers' minimum wages, known as the adverse effect wage rate. This year, the combined field and livestock worker wage rate nationally was $18.12, up 3.2% from the 2023 release. Regional wages increased an average of 4.5%, but this reflects wide ranges of changes across the country. Fruit and vegetable farmers, the largest users of H-2A, spend 38% of their farm expenses on labor, and that share will continue to grow if wages grow as they have in recent years. Rising farm worker wages are a challenge to American specialty crop producers competing with farmers in other countries who can hire at a fraction of the cost. The Dairy Checkoff and General Mills have created YoBark, a yogurt-based snack designed to give families a tasty option and expand yogurt's presence in the snacking category. YoBark is refrigerated and combines the creaminess of yogurt with the crunchy texture of Nature Valley granola, offering a multi-sensory flavor experience, according to the Dairy Checkoff. It's already available in places like Safeway and Walmart and will reach more retailers in the months ahead. Dairy management has been working with General Mills on the concept since 2021, providing consumer insights on why tweens ages 12 and 13 have decreased their yogurt consumption. DMI also provided new product concept development, package design, and research and development support. Recognizing this trend, we partnered with General Mills and co-founded research to develop product concepts that would appeal to the tween demographic, according to Chris Urban, Vice President of Growth Platforms and Partnerships for DMI. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few rain and snow showers this morning, then cloudy and breezy all day today with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by later this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy 17. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 31. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with you, don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips, and girl, the list goes on. For me, where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have, your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see there ain't nothing about you that don't do something.
Head down dance, I splashed you with water, trying to make